had asked me to continue on with the talk and the teachings on the prophets. And so today I want to cover one of the prophets toward the end of 1 Kings, Prophet Micaiah. Before that, you gotta, I was raised in front of a TV set back in the 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s and a long time ago. and so I do things visually in my head. And if this were a movie or even a TV series that we're running every Sunday, the person that usually starts it off would say, "And previously on 1 Kings," it comes from watching a lot of TV, you know. We know that this section is on Ahab and his issues with the king of Syria, Ben-Hadad. And we know that there was a prophet that came to Ahab and said that Ahab and said Ben-Hadad, well, the king of Syria is going to come and attack, and that the Lord would give him victory into that fight. And so Ahab went out with his Israelite soldiers, and they met the Syrians, and they won. And the army was defeated. The prophet came after the battle and told Ahab, you won this one, but come springtime, the Syrians are going to come back. So, get ready for that. And sure enough, in the springtime, a prophet, he was called the man of God, returned and told Ahab that the Lord would again give him victory. And so Ahab went out, and again he fought the Syrians, and he won a decisive victory to the point where he had the chance to annihilate the Syrians. He had a chance to kill the king of Syria. But instead, he spared his life. And the stipulation that Ahab made with Ben-Hadad was that Ben-Hadad would return all the property, all the territories, all the cities that he had stolen from Ahab. And Ahab said, "All right, your life for what you took from me." And so, essentially,